Officials from the U.S. and the European Union are expected to begin working soon on changes to the EU's duty-free beef import quota, which currently makes it difficult for the U.S. industry to export beef to Europe. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, USMEF economist Aaron Bohrer explains why changes are sorely needed.
Very encouraging to see the European Commission asking for the ability to negotiate with the U.S. Then the agreement would need to be adopted. And obviously, we can't put a timeline on this, but we continue to convey the urgency given the critical situation that exporters and the whole trade are up against, because the duty-free quota is operated on a quarterly basis and first come, first serve. So at the start of each quarter, there is 11,250 metric tons available for all eligible suppliers. And with the heavy utilization of the quota over the past couple of years, it's become a race to clear product in those first couple of days of each quarter. So there are many challenges from the end user side of wanting to be able to have access to chilled, high-quality U.S. beef on a consistent basis and to not have the risk of having product land once the quota is fully used for that quarter.
If the proper changes are made to the quota, Bohrer sees excellent opportunity for U.S. export growth.
For the last quota year, Europe bought $190 million worth of U.S. beef. That was about 15,000 tons. Most of that came in under the duty-free quota, but we did see more than 2,000 tons going in under the Hilton quota, subject to 20% tariff. So it obviously takes time to get NHTC cattle in the supply chain, but depending on what agreement is reached, we foresee demand in Europe being strong enough to easily double that value from the $200 million mark to $400 million. And so we need to implement a fix because our business needs to not only be able to survive, but also to grow.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.